It's May 20th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm John Biggs. Adam is off for a few days. Just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's episode is sponsored by ErisX, the Stellar Development Foundation, and Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund. And now, the news. The Bitcoin network just fine-tuned a key parameter to coax back miners who quit after last week's halving hammered their profits. More than 20 exahashes per second of computing power, the equivalent of around 1.5 million older generation mining machines, has been switched off from Bitcoin since the network's halving. The 7-day rolling average of Bitcoin's hash rate has dropped over 20% from around 122 exahashes per second just prior to the halving on May 11th, and it is now 97 exahashes per second. The hash rate drop after the halving has significantly outrun the hashing sprint prior to it. As such, Bitcoin's mining difficulty, which measures how hard it is to complete block rewards, decreased 6% to 15.14 trillion Wednesday morning, in the network's first biweekly difficulty adjustment since the halving. The amount of computing power connected to Bitcoin has been on a roller coaster ride over the past 2 weeks. This means that BCT's price will be really in flux. Alejandro de la Torre, vice president of the mining pool Poolin, agreed that miners were switching on to mine as much as possible before the halving. And now we're switching off as their obsolete machines became less profitable. Bitcoin is currently trading at $9,766, while Ether is trading at $214 according to the CoinDesk price index. TokenSoft, a digital securities platform for enterprises and financial institutions, has used blockchain tech to distribute equity to investors in a $4 million funding round. The seed round, which commenced in July 2018, was co-led by Base10 and eVentures, with Coinbase Ventures and Fidelity affiliate Avon Ventures also participating. The investors received a digital representation of their investments on the Ethereum blockchain using ERC 1404 tokens to ensure safe agreements will be enforced on-chain. The ERC 1404 standard is used for accounting and compliance purposes. According to the company, investors in TokenSoft Equity can or will soon be able to benefit from real-time authenticated access to ownership information for the provenance of transactions recorded on the Ethereum blockchain. When activated under the SAFE agreement, shareholders will have access to a secondary market where they can buy and sell their shares.
Support for this podcast and this message come from ErisX.
With ErisX, you can trade spot and regulated futures on cryptocurrencies through a licensed U.S.-based exchange. ErisX believes in fair access for all. Sign up today to take advantage of zero fees and learn more at ErisX.com/consensus.
This episode is also sponsored by the Stellar Development Foundation. The Stellar Network connects your business to the global financial infrastructure. Whether you're looking to power a payment application or issue digital assets like stablecoins or digital dollars, Stellar is easy to learn and fast to implement. Start your journey today at stellar.org/coindesk. Our final sponsor is Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund. In times like these, diversification is key. Consider Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund, ticker symbol GDLC. It's the only publicly traded investment product that offers diversified exposure to large cap digital currencies, all from your brokerage account. For more information, visit grayscale.co/coindesk. That's grayscale.co/coindesk.
The Iranian government has just made conduits of cryptocurrency markets riskier and more confusing than ever before. According to Iranian news outlet Ars Digital, the parliament published a proposal this week to include cryptocurrency in existing currency smuggling and foreign currency exchange regulations. The result of this prospective regulation is Iranian entrepreneurs face a heightened risk of being jailed by local authorities or sanctioned by Americans. The law would mean Iranian crypto exchanges must be licensed by the Central Bank of Iran and follow legacy foreign currency exchange guidelines, although it's not apparent how existing exchanges would apply for licensing or adapt those fiat norms to blockchain technology. What is clear is that the Iranian government is looking to quell capital outflow by preemptively justifying any moves to shut down or penalize local crypto exchanges. Blockchain esports streaming platform Theta TV will soon be available on Samsung's flagship Galaxy S20 smartphones shipping to the U.S. According to a Medium post published Wednesday, Theta TV will be included in the Samsung Daily app, which is also being upgraded to bring TV service to all existing Galaxy S10, S9, Note 10, and Note 9 devices. That will extend Theta's potential global reach to more than 75 million smartphones and tablets, according to the post. Theta TV is supported by the Theta blockchain, which allows users to earn its native fuel, T-Fuel token, while watching your streaming content. And that's the news. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with you for the next news roundup on Thursday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.